I've got some wonderful memories, especially of in the tent and the funny things I could tell you. We were notified in August 1947 that Harry had been selected in the first allocation for soldiers' settlement in Robinvale. I arrived up there in September and pitched our tents, which is now the seventh hole of the Robinvale Golf Course.
So you were the first wife to arrive,
yes,
on the settlement scheme. What was there?
There was nothing, only bush that I could see. There wasn't very much in the township, but we were only there a short while, a few weeks, when we heard tractors and trucks. We went out and they informed us that they were going to do the surveying for the Sturt Highway right through where our tents were. So we had to pull up the tents and find another place, which was much better under lovely big shady trees.
And there was a big storm, I think I heard, in that first year as well. Did that cause havoc for you with the tents?
Harry and I were up all night. We were holding the tent rail, standing on chairs, pushing it back against the wind. And every tent in the construction site was flattened. Ours were still standing next morning.
And your little baby was asleep inside.
He was asleep in his cot and never woke all the time through it.
And so how long were you living in tents for before you got a hut?
About 15 months. So we went through the summer and we went through the winter.
In the tents.
Went through dust storms. Well, seeing we were on a sandy hill, we copped the lot. But it was the best place to be.
What did you do about food and things like that?
I had a good Coolgardie safe. I could set a jelly in that. I was cooking in a camp oven and washing in with a washboard. We had an ice chest, but there was no iceman, so it would have had to come in an open truck from Anang. Sometimes we got it, but it was only enough to put in the jug to make a cool drink. And we had a furphy from the soldiers' settlement. A furphy is like a small tank on wheels, and that gave us enough water for the week. I later seen a lady on a farm down on the lower road, and she told me she would do me a basket each week of all the mixed fruit and vegetables. There was a local butcher, Paddy Walsh. We had his pigs running around snorting at night. So, and we'd run out in our night attire and grab the rabbit out of the trap and hang him up, and that would be next day's meal.
What do you remember about the town during that time?
I think there was about four of the early settlers had cars or trucks. We had a horse with a cart. It was what we call a lorry. And they had a sweat box fastened onto the lorry, and I used to put my babies in the sweat box on the blanket and pillows, and our little dog Tiny. And I used to drive the horse to Robinvale for our goods, and there was a horse rail at the post office, so I used to tie up there, and then I would go over to the hotel with the horse and cart to give the horse a drink. On a Saturday night, while we were in the tents, and Harry and I would go to the pictures. If it was hot, they had open there, and if it rained, we all had to tear into the old tin shed, and they would bring the movie in and finish it in there.
So even in those early days, there was some entertainment.
Oh, it was lovely. Night out today.
A couple of years after you arrived, you had another baby. Can you tell us about that?
Well, by the time my second son arrived, it was December the 24th. But 6 weeks before, we were told Menangatang Hospital had closed. And we had a lot to think about because we had no car. I was sitting out on the back step and Mr. McWhirter, the baker, came along. He said, "Why are you looking so sad?" I said, "Menang Hospital's closed and we haven't got a car to go to Mildura." And he said, "Dulcie, I've got it all solved. I'll take you up in the bread cart." I arrived up on the 23rd and he was born 7 o'clock on the 24th.